Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so very much for joining us this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening. We would not be able to have done this or been here without you, and we thank you for taking the time out and joining us. I want to thank each and every person that was able to come to the homegoing service of my grandmother. We had a really, really good celebration here in Gaffney, South Carolina. We didn't have a funeral. We had a celebration of life. My grandmother lived 88 years. Tikola lived 88 years. So many fun memories people shared, and it was such a blessing. So for each and every person that traveled, sent flowers, sent food, sent your prayers and words of encouragement and inspiration, we greatly, the entire family, greatly, greatly appreciate and thank you. I tell you guys, so many people were asking me, are you going to do the show tonight? And I'm like, why not? We're celebrating life. And not only that, this is the assignment that the Lord gave me December 9th, 2014. And I told him I would do it unto his glory. So why am I not going to? But I tell you, tonight the topic is power and position. And I'm excited about our guest tonight, Prophetess Trish. But before we go into the topic and introducing her, I want to thank our sponsors. Thank you so very much to each and every one of our sponsors that have sown into this fertile ground. We have the awesome, awesome Experiencing the Greatness of God book by evangelist Alexandra Townsend. I'm telling you that the woman of God has actually sown into this ministry since the inception. And I praise God for her. Continue to play the blessings of God upon her ministry and the things that God is doing for her. And so Evangelist Townsend's book, Experiencing the Greatness of God and the Spiritual Realm, is available on all of your online book outlets. You definitely want to get that book. It is a great, great read about how God delivered her son from over a 15-year addiction to alcohol.
Wow.
Then we have the author. Top Flight Communications is our next group. Top Flight Communications is they do editing, transcriptions, reviews, business writing, marketing, and so very much more. And their website is www.topflightcommunication.com. Again, that's www.topflightcommunication.com. We would also like to thank the Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Third Heaven Sound is an awesome, awesome man of God. Vincent Lynch is a visionary. He has CDs available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. He also writes jingles. You heard the words sang by Miss Latonya Foles, and you heard the words that I wrote, but he actually put together the arrangement of the music. He does music, jingles, whatever it is that truly is a man of God that has an ear for what he does. Again, that's Vincent Lynch with Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. We have Unique Expression by Designs. We'll bring your custom ideas to life. Angelise Washington is a visionary of that, and she takes care of anything for your personalized needs, whether it's for your business or personal needs, T-shirts, mugs, journals, pens, and so very much more. Visit Angelise at www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Again, that's www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. And finally, we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. And Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs. Natural hair relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and so very much more. So when you see me and I'm going to events and people say, oh, your makeup is flawless, your hair is beautiful, that's Roz in action, the Roz Hair and Beauty Bar in action. Call it today and schedule your appointment at 404-599-3712. Again, that's 404-599-3712. Tell all of our sponsors if you use their services that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. Guys, I tell you, I'm excited about tonight's show. We have an awesome woman of God that I had the pleasure of meeting a couple of months ago at a women pastors conference for lady leaders. And it was just, I'm telling you, a high, high time in the Lord. We had an amazing, amazing time. And I'm going to introduce her before I bring her on. She is a prophet, a pastor, wife, mother, motivational speaker, empowerment coach, and entrepreneur. Trish Yim is a powerful, anointed woman of God who preaches, teaches, motivates, inspires, coaches, and prophesies just as God gives it to her. Her vision is to see more and more people's lives changed by being saved, set free, and delivered, fulfilling their call to walk in the things of God wholeheartedly. Trish Yim is the executive pastor serving alongside her husband, Senior Pastor David Marcet at Mind of Christ International in Alabaster, Alabama. She has served as the Director of Prophetic Ministry and Prophetic Training at Kingdom Agenda International Ministries in Panama City, Florida for over 2 years. She has had an intensive prophetic training at the Marketplace International School of Prophets with Apostle Jocelyn Mathis, where she was second in charge under Apostle Jocelyn in training other prophets on hearing the voice of God. Not only that, but she also have done extensive prophetic training at CI Vision Church in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. With a global mandate on her life, Trish M. is determined to use her voice to bring change to the communities and nations all around the world. Among many of her accomplishments, Trish M. is an extremely successful business owner. She takes business ownership to another level. She's the owner and CEO of Professional Translations, Inc., a translation company that translates to and from over 160 languages worldwide and has over 1,000 translators from all over the world in her network. She took her business, Professional Translations, from making a measly $125 in 1 year, yep, 1 year, to make well over six figures the following year. She grew her business to this magnitude with very little money and is now training women from every walk of life who has a passion to start their own business on how to do just that. God has given her a mandate as a part of her ministry to develop kingdom financiers for the kingdom of God. That's exactly what she plans to do. Trish M's vision is to see women fulfill the mandate and call that's on their lives. Whether that means spiritually, mentally, or even financially, she wants to see every woman successful in whatever God has called them to. Let's welcome to our platform, Prophetess Trish M. Welcome, 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 woman of God, to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. It's such an honor to be with you guys.
Oh, we're so excited, and it's an honor to have you here. We appreciate you taking the time out of joining us, because I know pastoring and owning your own business and traveling can, you know, keep your schedule pretty full. So we thank you for putting time on your calendar for us.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So we have the topic tonight, the power and position. And that just blessed me when I think about that. It just blesses me when I think about that topic. And we're just going to let you just, you know, flow with how God has given it to you.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get this thing rolling. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in again. I'm going to open up in prayer, and then I'm going to give you what God has given me, okay? So, Father, right now, I just want to thank you. I reverence your name. I honor you. I praise you. I lift you on high. I thank you for loving us and forgiving us of our sins, known and unknown, and helping us to be the best that we could be through you and for you. Lord, I just pray that on tonight, that as I speak to the hearts of your people, that, Lord, let your Holy Spirit just move mightily, speak mightily through me, oh God, and let this word fall on good ground. Let it minister to someone's heart and go to their spirit man so that they could be changed and be better for such a time as this. And we want to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise for everything that is going to transpire on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you guys again. My topic for tonight, I'll try not to be before you long, is the power of position. And some of you who have been following me, God has just really had me in this vein of really speaking on position in this season and this time and this hour, because God is calling us to another level. He's calling us to our next level. And it's so important that if we're going to get all that God has for us, if we're going to be all that God has called for us to be, then it's important that we are in position. I'm going to say that again. Being in position is going to be everything in this season, this time, and this hour. Because what God has given me, he said that there is a shifting that is taking place in this hour. He said, your next level is about to put an even greater demand on your faith. I'm going to say that again. Your next level is going to put an even greater demand on your faith. So whatever level you are when it comes to your faith right now, God is saying that ain't it. Come on up a little higher. I need you to step it up. Step your A game up, because right now you're giving God your B game. Some of us have been giving him the C game and the D game because of some things that have happened, life that has happened, and things that have hit us in the face. God said, you've been giving me your C and your D game. Some of us just straight up F, flunking out when it comes to faith. But God said, it's time for whatever level you're on right now. He said, I need you to come up just a little bit higher. I need you to come up just a little here to where he's at. Because what you're believing him, what is about to transpire is going to put a demand. Your next level is putting an even greater demand on your faith. See, something has to happen in your now that is going to shift you to your next. I'm going to say that again. Something has to happen in your now that is going to shift you to your next. What is it that's going to have to happen in your now? It's going to be your faith. Your faith has to shift. Everything has to shift. The position that you're in, everything that is going forth. And I've been ministering on Nehemiah for the past week. I ministered a little bit on Nehemiah at the prophetic explosion of Prophetess Tanika. I did it at my church this past week. But I got two people that God gave me tonight to talk to you about that is in regards to position. One is Nehemiah and the other one is Peter. When we're talking about Nehemiah, we know that Nehemiah was a man who got in position. He had to get in position to build something up that dealt or pertained to his destiny. Come on, somebody. So what had happened was Nehemiah was in a place and he heard about something happening in the promised land. Whatever your promised land is, something happened. There was a sound that hit Nehemiah's ears, that trouble was in the atmosphere, that destruction was in the atmosphere, that chaos was in the atmosphere, that something has happened in your atmosphere that has caused something to come to an even lower place. See, Nehemiah heard about that. He heard about that. There was something that hit his ears. And so what happened was Nehemiah heard what was going on in his promised land, and not Nehemiah didn't just cry about it. This is what we got to get. Nehemiah heard about it. He cried, but he went to do something about it. Come on, see, you could be upset in a low place. You could be crying in a low place, but at some point or another, you got to get yourself up and get the moving, Susan, because your next level is putting a demand on your faith. So Nehemiah knew that his next level wasn't going to require his tears. He gave tears, you know, before he stepped into his next, but his next level wasn't requiring tears. It was requiring faith. So what Nehemiah had to do was he had to get up, he had to pick his lip up, and he had to go before the king. Come on, somebody. The king symbolizes God, our Father in heaven, who hears all, sees all, and knows all. Nehemiah goes to the king and he said, King, I got a little issue that's going on in my promised land. He said, King, I need some help. King, I need you to help me do what I need to do, because by me getting in position is going to require some help from the king. Come on, somebody. See, when something hits your promised land, something hits that place, that destined place that God has for you, you got to go before the king and you got to begin to make petitions to the king. But listen to this. Check this. When he went before the king, which is God, come on, somebody, said, okay, I'm going to give you all the resources that you need so that you can go and do what you need to do in the promised land. Just because God said, I give you resources, doesn't mean the wall had to be was instantly built back up. You guys know that Nehemiah had to take the resources that the king gave him, get his feet to walk in towards the promise, and then he had to get in position. Come on, somebody. See, God will give you the resources, but if your eyes aren't open to see that God gave you this, he gave you that, in the midst of the storm, the trial, the tribulation, God will begin to give you the resources that you need. So instead of sitting there crying and moaning about what's going on, get on your face before the king and let him know about the issue. And once you let him know about the issue, he's going to remind you of things that he got in place that will be a help to you, that will be an assistance to you, people that he's got in position that is destined to help you get to your next level. So the king is giving Nehemiah some resources, and instead of Nehemiah staying in that broke, busted, and disgusted position, Nehemiah picks up his stuff and he gets to move in Susan, because he has to get to the promised land. Because here's the thing. If Nehemiah would have looked at the wall as being torn down, as being destroyed, then he wouldn't be able to see it as built up. He had to see it for where it was at, but then he had to see it for where it could be. God wants you to take a minute to look at your position. Yeah, you can see it where it's at. Call a spade a spade. Call it for what it is. You see the destruction. You see stuff is not falling through. He said, call a spade a spade. Nehemiah called a spade a spade. He said, look, God, the wall is destroyed. Everything is crumbling down. Everything that was in my promised land that you told me I was going to get, it's destroyed right now, God. But instead of me sitting here crying like a baby, I'm going to get in position. So this is what Nehemiah is telling the king. He's saying, King, I need you to help me get in position. I just need you to show me the people. I need you to show me the places. I need you to show me everything that I need so that I can get in position and re-erect that promise that you had given unto me. So Nehemiah gets in position. Y'all got to track with me a little bit. Nehemiah gets in position. And he goes on his way, and he sees the destruction. He sees the foolishness. He sees the chaos. And Nehemiah is building that thing up in the promised land that God had given to him. Nehemiah is using the resources. Nehemiah is not stuck like stupid in tears and in despair. Nehemiah knows that in order for him to build up that thing that got torn down, he got to go to work. And so Nehemiah goes to work. But check this. In one of the scriptures, it says when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. See, there was a sound, there was a hearing, there was a sound that went out in the atmosphere that there was rebuilding going on. Rebuilding meaning I'm getting my strength back. Rebuilding meaning that I'm getting my power back. Rebuilding means I'm getting my vision back. Rebuilding means I'm getting my focus back. If I focus on what is in my sight, I will never be able to get to the vision. Stop focusing on what's in your sight, because God has a bigger vision. He has a bigger plan. See, Nehemiah didn't focus on what was in his sight. But here's the thing. Somebody heard that Nehemiah was getting his mojo back, and it said that he became greatly incensed. He was greatly upset that Nehemiah was finding strength through the storm. He was finding strength through the trial, through the tribulation, through the situation. And so he heard that Nehemiah was getting this back. And so what the enemy will do when he hear a sound in the atmosphere, he will try to do everything to discombobulate you, to discombobulate your faith, to discombobulate the move that God has you, the direction that God has you. He will try to throw a fork in the road and make you second guess the direction that you were going. He will throw a fork in the road and make you second guess the destiny. He will throw a fork in the road and make you think that it ain't going to happen. God is saying, he's reminding me that this next level, y'all got to trek with me on this. This next level is putting a demand on your faith. Your faith has got to be in the right position so that you can get to the right place, so that you can get to that destined place. Because somebody is hearing about it. And guess what? The devil, the demonic force, others that are all around you, they see that you're focused. They see that you're trying to re-strengthen. They see that you're trying to build up that thing that was torn down. And so they're going to come at you with everything they got to make you turn away, to make you go the opposite way, to make you second guess God, to make you doubt God, to lower your self-esteem, to lower your confidence, to make you think that you're not worthy, to make you think it ain't going to ever work out, to make you think. See, Nehemiah had to reposition himself. See, let me tell you something about Nehemiah. Nehemiah, when it first started, Nehemiah wasn't in the promised land. God had to position him in a position of power to where his destiny was at. When Nehemiah heard about the chaos, he was out of position. And he realized he was out of position because where he was at, he couldn't bring the promise to full manifestation. God showed Nehemiah, you're out of position. Where you're at, you're not going to be able to birth the promise. So I got to shift you out of where you're at, and I got to put you in a new location. That new location is called the promised land. And don't worry, Nehemiah, because when you get to the promised land, y'all going to catch this. When you get to the promised land, when Nehemiah got to the promised land called Jerusalem, where was the promise? The promise was in destruction. But if you have got to see past the sight and get to vision. He knew that in the promised land, destruction was there, but he also knew that work had to go forth in order for the vision to be birthed up, in order for everything to be rebuilt, in order for his focus to get right back in alignment with the plan of God. Nehemiah went to the promised land, but the promised land didn't look so promising. God had to reposition him because Nehemiah was out of order. Come on, somebody. God is telling us something like you in position, but you're not in the right place. I got to reposition you to a place of power so that you can burn destiny. I got to reposition you because you think it's over here, but God said it ain't over there. It's over here. I'm trying to bring, and you going to a place where it seems like it's frustrating. It's even more frustrating than ever before. But what you didn't understand was you was in Egypt, and God is saying, I need you to go to Canaan. Egypt is that place of comfortability, but Canaan is that place that's flowing with milk and honey, but that in-between place is that place of frustration. Come on, somebody. See, before you go from one position to the next position, that in-between place is a place that will cause frustration, is a place that will make you start second-guessing everything that God called your hand to do. You'll start second-guessing your marriage. You'll start second-guessing your children. You'll start second-guessing your finances. You'll start second-guessing your promotion. You'll start second-guessing everything because you in that in-between place. Nehemiah, again, was out of position, but God called him to the promised land. But in that in-between place, it took a lot of work. It took a lot of work for him to be who he needed to be. It took a lot of work for him to refocus his mind and refocus his thought and to get himself together. It took work. And so the power came in the position. When he was out of position, what did he do? He sat there and cried. Okay, you just sitting there. You can't be out of position and sit there and mourn. Woe unto me. I ain't got this and I need that. This place of lack, this place of frustration. He was out of position. And then when he was out of position, he began to cry. But it was when he stepped out of that place of despair and began to walk towards the promise that he began to regain strength. He began to regain his focus because he knew that there was something at hand that he was called to do. But he had to get out of that weary place so he could go to that promised place, and that in-between place was frustration. Let me tell you something. That in-between place, before the wall was erected, before the wall was built up, the devil was coming at him. You know, the devil, he'll use anybody. He was speaking to Nehemiah through people. He was sending people right and left to come against Nehemiah and to tell Nehemiah this and to tell Nehemiah that. But let me tell you something that I loved about Nehemiah. He told the devil, he said, I am carrying on. And I say the devil, but these are people because the devil would use anybody. When they came at him, he said, I am carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you? Four times they sent me the same message, and each time I gave them the same answer. Nothing like what you were saying is happening. You are just making it up out of your head. See, the devil will begin to make up lies. He will begin to frustrate you. He will begin to make you doubt everything that's coming your way, everything that God had put in position, come on, somebody, in your promised land, everything that God had positioned in your promised land. The enemy will send a sly fox to whisper in your ear, a sly fox to make you doubt it, a sly fox to make you second guess it. But Nehemiah, he understood his position, and he understood the power that was in his position. And so he double dog dared the devil. He said, look, man, look, I understand the position God has me in. I understand that it's going to take work. I understand that it's going to take time. Why should I stop doing what God called me to do? Why should I turn around because somebody that came and rejected me, somebody that came and talked about me? Why should I stop doing what I got to do because things ain't going the way I thought they would go in this season, time, and hour? But I know that God called me from over here to over there, and I can't go back to Egypt because that's a place of bondage. But I'm trying to do what I got to do, take my position in Canaan. But even in taking my position in Canaan, I got frustration because I got some stuff happening. But in the midst of all this stuff happening, Nehemiah said, why should I stop doing what I'm doing? This is what I called to do. This is what God put in my hand to do. This is what God trusted me to do. How can I stop doing what God called me to do? See, I understand that. And then Nehemiah was bold. He said, nothing like what you're saying is happening. I know who I am. I know what God called me to. He said, you're just making it up out of the top of your head. The devil is a liar. He calling a spade, y'all. Y'all got to be real. Y'all got to understand when the devil, the deceiving spirit, that slithering tongue is coming at you and making you doubt everything that God has told you to do. You cannot go back to Egypt. You cannot go back to Egypt. The Lord said you cannot go back to Egypt. This time and this season, your next level is putting a demand on your faith. Your next level is putting a demand on your faith. Will you show God that you are ready for your next level? Or will you do what Nehemiah did do? Because Nehemiah could have stayed over yonder and just cried when he heard that there was destruction that came to his promise. He could have stayed over yonder and just cried and moped. But instead of staying in Egypt crying, moping, and complaining, Nehemiah again picked his lip up and he got the step and he made it happen, Captain. He got the moving Susan. He did everything that he needed to do. And so when the enemy came with that serpentine spirit, that deceiving, cunning spirit whispering in his ear, he said, look, man, I know it ain't like I wanted to be right now, but all I know is God told me to do it. All I know is God positioned me here for whatever time, for whatever season. All I know is God has put me in this place, and I know I got something that I got to do because I know it's bigger than me. I know it's bigger than the frustration. It's bigger than the heartache, the pain, and even the stress. It's bigger than people talking about me, lying on me, forgetting about me. It's bigger than my bank account look right now. It's bigger than anything I could put my hand on. So all I know is I could have stayed over there in Egypt crying, but I know I got a work to do, and ain't nobody got time for that. So he told the devil to get moving, take a hike, get out of my face. But then it said, the scripture says they were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands will get too weak for the work and it will not be completed. And then he said, but I prayed. Now strengthen my hands. I'm going to say that again. In the midst of getting to the promise, Nehemiah prayed after he told the devil, should I stop doing what I'm going to do? See, Nehemiah knew that that attack came to weaken him. That attack came to cause him to be stagnant and to stop moving and to be discombobulated. So after he told the devil what he wanted him to know, now he done went back to God. Okay, now God, now strengthen my hands, because I know that that seed planted, if I let it sit long enough, it will weaken me again. But I'm going to go to God because I don't want that seed to stay planted in my head, in my mind. I don't even want to think about that seed. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to say, God, you strengthen my hand, because I know the devil tried to weaken it just then, but I'm going to ask you to make it even more powerful. Make me even more stronger. Make me even more steadfast. Make me even more diligent. God, I need you to strengthen my hand, because the devil is a liar. The devil is trying to move me, shake me, but by golly, he sure ain't going to break me. So God, I need you right now to strengthen my hands in the name of Jesus. And then another thing that Nehemiah told the enemy, He said, should a man like me run away? Should someone like me go into a temple to save his life? See, this is where Nehemiah really understood who he was. He understood that his position was a position of power, that his position was a position that could destroy everything that the devil thought he could do. His position would set the devil running. His position would put him under his feet. He said, should a man like me run? I'm the real deal, Holyfield, baby. You don't want to see me. Should a man like me run? He said, I'm like my Muhammad Ali. I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Should a man like me run? Devil, I'm not backing back for nothing. I'm not going back to Egypt for nothing. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it sounded like. Should a man like me? This is when you understand who you are, no matter what your circumstances say, no matter what your position say, no matter what the world may say, no matter what the bank account may say, no matter what your husband may say, no matter what the doctor may say, no matter what the lawyer may say, I don't care. When you understand who you are and the power that comes in your position, it don't matter who say whatever. You know you the real deal, Holyfield, and you don't have time for whispering demons to try to sway you, to try to convince you otherwise, because you got a work to do. You're on your way to your promise, and you got a work to do. That wall wasn't going to magically resurrect itself. It wasn't magically going to build itself up. Nehemiah said, God, strengthen my hand. Because not only do I get tired physically, but sometimes I get tired spiritually, mentally, emotionally, with these people coming at me, with these situations hitting me in my face. So he said, God, I need you to strengthen my hands, because where I am weak, I know you can make me strong. God, I'm humble. I'm sitting here telling you that I'm not going to go back to Egypt. I'm going to stay in my position of power, but I need you, my God, to strengthen my hands so that I can continue to do the work, but not just any work, do everything that you have called and purposed for me to do. This is what we have to do for such a time as this, when we understand who we are, when we understand when God sends, when the devil will send somebody who will try to get us off track and make us think that we're out of position, that this is not God, this is not it, you need to get turned this way, turned that way. When God then brought you out of something, God needs you to stay focused on where he's bringing you out to where he's bringing you to. Because if you keep looking back, come on somebody, we don't need no Lot's wife in this season. See, Lot's wife's heart was still in a place of bondage. Lot's wife could not move to a position of power, to a position of life and life more abundantly. Lot's wife was looking back at something that was dead. Lot's wife was looking back at something that had no life. Lot's wife was looking back at something that was trying to kill, steal, and destroy her very existence, and she allowed it to do it. So instead of moving forward, instead of setting her hand to the plow and not looking back, she began to look back. She did the very thing that God told her not to do. So in this season, I dare you to not look back, because your next level is putting a demand on your faith, and you got to position yourself. You got to position yourself for your next level, because your next level ain't just going to come and slap you in the face while you ain't even looking, while you ain't even ready, and say, oh yeah, by the way, I'm here. What you going to do? Preparation has to meet up with opportunity. You got to be prepared diligently like Nehemiah did. Diligently was he working on the wall. Diligently did he have a word for the enemy when he tried to come and knock him down. Diligently did he speak the word of truth in the midst of chaos, in the midst of frustration. Diligently he stayed focused. Even when he was tired, he still spoke to the enemy and said, get out my way, homie, because this ain't what you want. Even in the midst of frustration, he spoke and said, man, do you know who I am? But then even after that, he showed how bad he was. He let God see how humble he was. He said, now, God, I know you saw how I was just talking to that, you know, them over there. He said, you know how I was trying to build myself up, but in reality, I need you to strengthen my hand, because that took a lot out of me right there. See, sometimes in your season, some people can come and just really pull on your anointing. They can just pull on your faith. They can just pull on your emotions. They can just, they'll just try you any which way, and you stand your ground. You speak what thus saith the Lord. You know what God has called you to do, but baby, by the time you done, you weak and you frustrated, and you got to look at God. Now, God, I done told him, I done stood my ground, and now I'm just saying, I'm a little weak right now, so I need you to strengthen my hand so I can keep this thing moving. And so that's what Nehemiah did. He understood his position his position of power. He understood his next level was putting a demand on that thing. And I want to talk very, very briefly about Peter and Peter's position. I want to tell you something about Peter's position. Peter, we know Peter was the bad disciple. He was cussing and he was trying to fight all the time and all of this stuff. Peter was that wild. He was just that wild one out there. But let me tell you something about Peter. When Jesus first came across Peter, he was fishing. And Jesus told him to get out. He said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So it was one thing about Peter. Peter had a natural gift for fishing. It was just that Peter was fishing in the wrong place. He said, you got the right gift. He said, your position just ain't in the right place. Come on, somebody. This is for some of you out there. Some of you are still stuck in a place called Egypt. You got the gift. You got the anointing, but you're not using it in the right place. Oh, my goodness. See, you got everything that God needs you to have. You got all of these gifts, all of these talents, the anointing, the prophetic, whatever it is that's on your life. You got the right gift. You're just in the wrong place. And so Jesus looked at Peter, and he said, Peter, I see your position. He said, I see the anointing on your life. He said, you got the right gift, but you're just in the wrong position. See, you over here fishing for these fish. He said, I need you to follow me, and I'm going to put you in the right position where you can go and fish for men. Because where you're at, you're not using what I called you to do. You just there. You just spending time there lackadaisically, you know, trying to wait on something to happen with them fish. He said, but follow me, and we finna go and make it happen, Captain. Because you're going to be sitting in that boat all day long, and you might get a little bit here. You might get a little bit there, but your gift right there, he said, that ain't where I need it to be. Come on, Peter, come on and follow me. And so Jesus had to reposition Peter, because Peter was, he had the gift, but he was just in the wrong position. Come on, somebody. God said in this season, it's going to take a faith walk for him to reposition you out of the boat and to really following him and doing what he called you to do, because you're going to be sitting there idle just waiting on some fish to pop up. And God said that where it said it's over here, that it ain't over there. See, that was a time and a season, Peter. You still in the boat, and I'm trying to get you to come on over hither. God said, come on, I need you to come on up hither. And so Peter was in the right position. He had the right gift, but he was in the wrong position with the gift. And so God had to reposition him. And see, Peter was one. It's funny about Peter that when God called him out, he let him know, you know, okay, your gift right here is about to really make room for you, Peter. It's about to really make room for you, because you were sitting idle over there. But now it's about to really make room for you. And by your gift making room for you, it's going to test your character. It's going to test your faith. It's going to test everything that's on the inside of you. And then after a while, Peter, once I get through with you, I'm going to say, will the weird, real Peter come up? Because see, this is where the rubber meets the road, because at one point you were Simon, and now I got to change your name and do all of this stuff. And he said, now look, over there you was this person, but over here I need you to be this person. But every now and then when I test you, that old person keep flaring up. See, then I gotta challenge you again, Peter, because I gotta get you to understand that you've been repositioned. But you let Egypt come up out of your Canaan land. Come on, somebody. Egypt gotta stay over yonder. When you was in the boat, you should have stayed over yonder. But now you over here, I need you to be who I need you to be, and use that gift and use that talent and go forth in the power, not go forth in that foolishness that you was working with over yonder. See, it's another level. It's putting a demand on your faith. So Jesus had to remind Peter. He was always reminding Peter, you got to stay in position. Well, there you go. Now go get old Peter again. Now I need the Peter that I'm calling to be righteous to come up. Will the real Peter stand up? Because I thought we crucified ghetto Peter over there. Because ghetto Peter was on the boat. But I need the sanctified Peter to come on over here. See, I know everybody got a little hood in them. But God is trying to clean you up so that he can reposition you to do even greater works than you were when you were over there on that boat doing that sin idle waiting for some fish to come up on that rod. But God said it's a new season. There's some new things and things that you're going to have to do differently, or repositioning, or redoing, the restructuring. Watch this. Jesus had to remind Peter to stay in position when the devil was trying to not only get Peter, but he was trying to get Jesus. See, he let the old one come up. Jesus was like, yeah, I got to do this, and I got to do this. And then Peter was like, you ain't doing that. You ain't going to die. You ain't going to do none of that. And then Jesus sister said, you know what, Peter, let me reposition you because you're getting ghetto on me again. When you're not thinking of the plans of the Father. You're letting the enemy use you to sidetrack you from being in position to where I called you. Because if we're going to do this, we're supposed to do this together. I don't need you contradicting what God called me to do. So, Peter, I need you to get out of the ghetto, Peter. I need you to be the sanctified, Peter, and get your mind up on things above and not beneath. Jesus had to continue to challenge Peter on position. Peter, this is your position. Peter, this is where I called you. Peter, you left the old over there. Peter, I need you to be new because now your gifts and talents are really being used. But here go the devil trying to get you sidetracked, trying to get you thinking you're bigger than what you are. Peter, stay humble in the position of power that God has given you. So Jesus was always checking Peter. He was checking him like, Peter, you got to check yourself or you wreck yourself. Peter, even his flesh kept getting the best of him, even in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus said, now, Peter, I need you to stay up with me for a little while. You and your homies over there, I need y'all to pray with me for about an hour. And every time Peter was letting his flesh get the best of him, he was like, and then Jesus had to check him. Your position was supposed to be a position of prayer. But you talking about you sleeping, you can't keep your eyes open long enough. Let me tell you, when you was on the boat, you were supposed to be idle. But when you got off the boat to follow me, your gift supposed to make room for you. I need you to crucify your flesh, and I need you to get on your face and pray. I need you to get on your face and fast. I need you to get on your face and seek me. But you keep talking about you tired. You keep talking about you been up all day with them children and doing this. Peter, that was Peter on the boat. I need you to get it together, Peter, because this is a new level. Your next level is going to put a requirement and a demand on your faith. In order for your faith to get to the next level, your prayer life has to go to another level. Your fasting has to go to another level. So, Peter, I need you to check your position. Because over there, you was idle. Over here, you're supposed to be making it happen. Come on, Peter. Y'all get this. I hope y'all catching it. Another time Jesus had to check Peter about his position was when he was walking on the water. Now, this is crazy. This is crazy right here. Jesus had to check Peter about his position when he was walking on the water. See, Jesus began walking on the water. Peter saw him. Peter said, hey, let me do what you do. You know, you called me out the boat before to follow you. Let me do what you're doing now so I can follow you. Jesus was like, oh, okay. So I'm dealing with the newfound Peter. I'm dealing with the newfound Peter or whatever. I know. Let me see. Facebook is trying to do stuff with me. But look, he said, I'm dealing with a newfound Peter now. So you see me walking on the water, and now you want to get out the boat again and follow me. He was like, okay, I'm going to let you do that, Peter. And so Peter begins to walk on the water. Jesus said, come on, Peter. Well, y'all are just joining me. I was talking about how Peter is now in a position where he's in the boat where God delivered him from the first time. But Peter sees Jesus, and Jesus is walking on the water. And so Peter's got this mindset that, okay, God, you called me out of the boat before to follow you. Now do it again. Reposition me now to do what you're doing. Let my gifts and talents make room for me. Let me walk on the water. Take me out of the boat into a newfound position. So Jesus said, okay, Peter, you want to do it again? Let's go. Come on, Peter, get up. Get out the boat. Peter begins to walk on the water. He begins to focus, just like Nehemiah was. Nehemiah was focused on building that wall. Peter, get out of the water. He get out the boat. He walks on the water. He's focused. He's positioned above. See, what was happening in the boat was chaos, was a whirlwind, was storm, was something was troubling the water. And Peter wanted to walk, and he wanted to walk through the storm. Come on, somebody. You know how you want to go through the storm without the wind hurting you, without it tearing up nothing on you? You're just walking because it's like you're walking on water. You're walking by faith. Peter wanted that. But when he began to walk, he lost focus. And in his losing focus, he lost position. Watch this. Your next level, you cannot lose focus, because if you lose focus, you're going to lose position. And now you're going to have to build it back up to where it needed to be, because you lost focus and it made you get out of that place that God had you. And so how did Peter begin to lose focus and begin to lose position? Because things started hitting him, the wind. Now, y'all get this. What's funny about Peter and this new position was that the Bible says in Matthew 14:30 that he didn't feel the wind. Watch this. It says he saw something coming at him. The Bible says that he saw the wind. Y'all, see, this is a revelation, because Peter got out of the boat, ready to get into a new position of faith, but he didn't even feel the wind hit him, meaning that the wind didn't even make him stutter still. The wind didn't even make him fall over. The Bible says he saw the wind, meaning that there is something you might be looking at in this season, and it ain't even really hit you, but you saw it coming. You saw yourself, maybe I'm about to lose my job. Maybe my husband is about to cheat on me because I feel like he got something going on. Maybe my children might do this or might do that. Maybe my friend, maybe my church. It was like you saw it. It didn't even hit you yet, but you saw it coming. Before it even hit Peter, he saw it. And instead of focusing his way through and fighting his way through and walking his way through, he saw it. And then he began, oh, God is about to hit me. Oh, it's coming. It ain't got to me yet. It ain't got to me, but I see it, God. I just see it. And now I'm discombobulated, and now I'm out of position. But it ain't even hit Peter. The wind didn't even, and the Bible didn't even say it hit Peter. The Bible said he saw the wind. It didn't say he felt the wind, or the wind knocked him over, the wind caused him to stumble. It said he saw it. So there's some stuff that the enemy is throwing at you for you to see, and for you to start second guessing, for you to start thinking, oh God, maybe this is about to happen, and I see it, and now I'm stumbling. And now it's got you out of position, all because you saw. You saw, and God said, it is challenging your faith. He said, one thing that God said, and I'm fixing to close this thing out. He said, when Peter said he saw the wind, and he began to stumble. And then Jesus immediately challenged him. He was like, dude, the wind didn't even slap you in the face. It didn't even make you fall and go up under the ocean. Jesus was like, dude, you of little faith, man, come on. All because you saw the wind far off and you saw. But look at this. Jesus was like, you saw the wind, but you saw me too. And you allowed the wind to be bigger than your God. It was like, man, so Peter had a double vision. He saw the wind. He saw God. He saw Jesus. Okay, so it ain't even hitting me. I just see it. But at the same time, I know Jesus is right there. I know Jesus is hearing me. I know Jesus see this too. The wind didn't even hit me, but I saw it. And so I saw Jesus. But instead of focusing on Jesus, I began to focus on what I saw that was looked like it was coming. And so I'm just stumbling and I'm falling. And it ain't really hit you. Your faith stumbled. Your faith fell. God said, you got the power to speak to the winds. You got the power to command atmospheres. But before you even speak to the wind, you see it coming and you stumble and you fall because you think it's about to take you out. This is what Jesus said. He is like, oh, you of little faith. That's what he told Peter. He said, your position, it was supposed to be a position of faith. It was supposed to be a position of trusting me. It was supposed to be a position of walking on the water with me. It was supposed to be me taking you out of that place that you once was into this newfound place called destiny, into this newfound place called promise. But because you saw something far off, it made you forget every promise that I done gave you. Every miracle that I ever did for you, you completely forgot that fact, and I'm standing right here with you and the wind. So it's like Jesus is here, the wind is here, and Peter is here. Who do we trust? We trust what we see for ours, or we trust the God that is everywhere, the God that is controlling everything, and is just waiting on our faith to come on up a little hither. And he said, you have sight. And this is the word that I'm closing with. He said, you have sight, but no vision. He said, you see what's in front of you, but you miss what's on the horizon. Your position is supposed to be a position of power, a position that can change atmospheres, a position that can speak to mountains and see them cast into the sea, a position that can make the dead rise up, a position that can take your bank account from negative to overflow, a position that can connect you to our people in high places, a position that can cause anything to manifest, because the Lord says, so is a man thinking, so is he. Your position is supposed to be a position of power, and that power comes through your faith. And he said, oh, you of little faith, I'm calling you to a position of power, and you saw something coming your way, and it repositioned you to miss me. He said, open up your eyes and see what I see. Open up your eyes and be what I need you to be. Open up your eyes. And the Bible says that when Peter and all his homeboys that was on the boat, he got them through the little wind they saw that got them scared. He said, and immediately after he saved them, they began to worship. Their position became a position of worship because they saw the wind, but the wind didn't do nothing to them. Y'all get that? They saw the wind. They became discombobulated, but the wind didn't even do nothing to them. It did nothing. It was just there. It was just there to frustrate them. It was just there to make them second guess their faith. It was just there to make them think that God wasn't with them. The wind was just there. It didn't even do nothing to them. And Jesus said, look, let me help a brother out. He brought him on a cross. He was like, what's going on? I repositioned you. I put you to here because I need you here. But you keep stumbling. You keep falling off of because of stuff you see that's far off that ain't even hit you. He's like, what's going on? And all they could do was worship. All they did, the Bible said, all they could do was worship. Because they knew they was wrong. They knew the God that they served. They knew he was right there. And instead of them trusting him, and he right there, they trusted what was far off and what they thought was about to take them out. So God said, reposition yourself, people of God, to a place of power. Because your next level is putting a demand on your faith like never before. I don't care what you see in this season. Positioning yourself is everything. It's either you're going to go or you're going to stay on the boat. You're going to go or you're going to stay on the boat. Because that boat was a place of comfortableness, right? Because remember, Peter was using his gift on the boat, but he was using his gift in the wrong place. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? I am done, woman of God. Man. I hope this has blessed somebody and that you have heard what God is saying in this season. This is a prophetic message for some prophetic ears to hear what God is saying in this season, time and hour. It is not time to be scared of what you see off. It is not time to be like Nehemiah It is time to be like Nehemiah because Nehemiah saw destruction and chaos, but he kept building and people kept coming against him. But Nehemiah said, I can't get out of position. I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. But Peter, he had to check Peter a few times. So are you going to be a Peter? But Peter eventually made it. Are you going to be a Nehemiah and keep it moving, Susan? Your faith is putting a demand on your next level. Amen?
Amen, amen. I tell you, woman of God, that's such a timely word because so many people have been reaching out to me and, you know, needing confirmation of some things. So I'm just telling you such an on-time word, and we just praise God for your obedience and your availability to be able to join us tonight as well. We truly, truly thank you for that timely word.
Amen. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Thank you for having Amen. Me. It's been an honor. It's been an honor.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We have the Facebook event chat that, you know, sometimes people go in and post questions or comments on, you know, things on there, so you can kind of watch that. Also, if you have a few moments, we'll see if someone, you know, every now and then they try to get a little shy on me, but every now and then we'll have someone that says, hey, I have a comment or question. So are you open to a couple of questions or comments if they don't try to be shy on us tonight?
Amen. Absolutely.
All right. So, guys, if you're listening by internet, you're going to have to dial in. If you're listening by phone, you're going to be listening at 929-477-2178. Press 1, and you can press 1, you can share your comment or question that you have for Prophetess Trish. If you have a comment that this word spoke to your heart, it spoke to your spirit, whatever it is, because as you're the person that's constantly giving out, it's such an encouragement to hear anything that's coming back in, how it's blessing you, how it touched you, because I'm telling you, it's just such a blessing to hear the feedback.
Amen.
But every now and then, we'll have some press one, and then every now and then we'll get a lot of people reaching out to me after the show, Curl, da, da, da. I'm like, why didn't you press one and share?
Amen.
This is your opportunity to press one, men and women of God that are listening. In the audience at 929-477-2178. Again, if you're listening by the internet link, we don't have that capability at this time for you to be able to press one, but you would need to dial that number, 929-477-2178. Press one. We're going to bring you on for any questions or comments that you have. I tell you again, it's been such a blessing and so very on time. And I thank God for you tonight. Truly, truly thank God for you.
Amen. You're welcome, woman of God. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, it looks like they're going to be a little shy, and they're going to be probably reaching out to me in a chat or text or something a little later. But if you get an opportunity, if you check the event itself, you may see some things that's being posted out there. Feel free. If God placed something on your heart or something that you said tonight that you just want to reiterate. And there actually, we have a person that's pressing one. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. Welcome to On Friday Inspire with Aaliyah and Prophetess Trish. Who do we have on the line with us this evening?
Hi. My name is Julia Pierre. I'm actually in Prophetess Trish's prophetic class. That is definitely an on-time message, because you know how you're like, okay, God, you got me in this place. And so you're like, okay, what's the story behind Nehemiah? Because, you know, when he leads you to the word, and then he put Peter, and you're like, okay, where am I? And when I said that put it there, I was like, okay, I'm going to fast for the next couple of days. So because the Holy Spirit was dealing with me about when you're knocked out of position where you can't, you know, when the enemy can get you, when you're out of the environment you're supposed to be at to be effective where you need to be, even though, you know, you get. So
yes.
I was like, so that was the place. So when I say this is an on-time message, you know, I was a prophet of church. No, I don't say much, but when I do, I'm like, oh, wow, because I was looking to see, you know, where the Holy Spirit was going to find me. And this is the message, you know, you just be ready. When the word is ready, just be ready at one time. So I thank you for that word. I thank you for this line, because I'm so excited, because I knew I was not in a place, and he has me in a hiding place right now in my life. But I was like, this is not what you have for me. You know what I mean? All the things, I was like, wow, was I in the word like that, you know? But it's a blessing, and I thank you, Prophetess Trish. I thank you. Is the Pastor Alicia? Aaliyah?
Yes,
I thank
yes.
you. You know what I mean? Because even I knew it had to be a great word, because I was struggling to get on. I was like, nah, get on. They're saying you can get on. But it was a word right on time, and I'm blessed. And I thank you both for being the mighty women of God and just leading us and guiding us and giving the word where it just breaks it down to your life, and you just grab it and just keep going with it. So I appreciate that word tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julia. I'm so happy you were able to get on. That blessed me. That blessed me so much. I have a lot of your classmates. They're on Facebook Live as well. So I'm so appreciative of the team that God has given me. I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for the love and support. I'm just so happy to have y'all and see y'all on. So
I have one more thing to say. In this season, and I've been through, you know, watching leaders go through, say they're about one thing and not, and I appreciate true leaders that give the unadulterated word and hold us accountable for that word and want to see who God created us to be, because so many times they'll take our gifts and pervert it and won't allow us to operate in who God called us to be or even help us to get there and try to knock us out of position. And for that to be in the house, you know, and I tell people this all the time when I minister to them, he can only hit you where it counts. You know?
Right.
So if you're in the house and you're trying to get to where God is calling you, that's where he's going to hit you. So you have to stay aware. But to have some real, for God to really put some real live word-bearing, really want to get you there and not knock you out or, you know, have anything to kick you out, I'm getting ready to cry because it's just,
wow.
I guess that's the release that I needed because I was just holding on.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I was just holding on. And I was like, God, I'm just holding on to the knot.
Wow.
And I know this
praise
isn't
God.
What you have, but I know that we've been through a lot just to hold on because he just put, dude, the enemy. I was like, whoever God you created me to be, it got to be something because I wouldn't be going through what I've been through.
Yeah,
I've been to houses, you know, where they'd be like, just an overcomer. I'm like, well, what does that mean? You know what I mean? We all overcomer.
Yeah.
You know? Just know Jesus loves you. You know, not anything clear. And then you just have to sit and wait and watch and see. But I thank God that he didn't allow anybody just to speak into me and to say what it is that he had and that, you know, this season was coming. So again, I'm truly grateful. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Amen. Father, I just thank you so much for Julia. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your strength, oh God. She is Nehemiah that, Lord, she's been on the wall and she's sometimes wanting to come down, but I thank you for strengthening her hands, Father, to continue to do the work that you have called for her to do. You continue to bless her, oh God, like never before, and to send her open doors of favor, golden opportunities. I just heard that in the spirit realm. I just thank you, oh God, for those golden opportunities and those promises not being missed because God says, I am with you. I got a special plan on your life. Oh, there's a special anointing that he is going to use you to get to this next level. And this is a season of testing. But, oh, when you come out of the wilderness, and God just reminded me while in the midst of this prayer that Jesus Christ was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. And the word says that it was then that when he came out, that he came out with all power in his hands. Watch this, woman of God, as you come out of your wilderness experience, this wilderness season, God said you're going to come out so powerful because the word says that Jesus Christ, you know, before he went in the wilderness, he didn't lay hands on the sick. He didn't raise the dead. He didn't do no miracles until he was tested for 40 days and 40 nights. And then he came out and he was so powerful and he went to and fro doing the miraculous. But he first had to be tested by the devil. And I just see this wilderness. I just see this dry season of testing. And God said, just stay steadfast. Stay on that wall, Nehemiah, because look, you don't have to stay on the wall building forever. Because at some point, the wall is going to be built and the vision is going to come to manifestation and you're going to see exactly the promises of God that are for you, that they are yes and amen. God said, just hold on because when you come out of this, watch and see the anointing, how high it goes. It goes to this next level that you've never before experienced, how you're going to hear the voice of God, hear the word of God like never before and speak what he is saying in this season, time, and hour. I just see you entering into a new glory realm, a new faith realm, and God said, greater. I just even hear that your latter shall be greater than your former. You just got to hold on. You just got to remind the devils that's surrounding you of who you are. Should a woman like me come down from this wall? Should a woman like me really give in to this foolishness? Should a woman like me? You got to begin to speak and shift your own atmosphere. atmospheres like Amen. Never before. Because God said, I hear this even as I'm saying this, that God said there's too much power on the inside of you. And matter of fact, it's been dormant for about 3 years. There's been this roller coaster ride of dormancy. I just see it. And God is saying he's raising you up for such a time as this. And watch and see this latter part of the year. Things are shifting. But God said you got to shift with him. You got to begin to shift with him, shift with him, shift with him, shift with him. You got to see the shifting because God is giving you confirmation of the shifting through the word, through what he's speaking. He's sending you people to speak, and things are just happening. I just see a shifting. And matter of fact, I just saw a vision in the spirit realm of a wall crumbling. Meaning that this is not the wall in the promised land, but this is a wall. It was like a blockage in the spirit realm. I just saw a blockage in the spirit realm. And God is saying this thing is crumbling because you're growing more powerful than you've ever been before in this season. And he said that blockage that was in the spirit realm, he said that wall right there is coming down. It is coming down. And he said you keep rebuilding because you're entering into another phase of your life where you're going to see the blessings and favor of God like never before. He said it's time to prophetically rejoice because there are some things at hand. There's some favor that's about to be released into you. All God needs is your prophetic praise to say, because when you prophetically praise him, you then reposition yourself to a position of faith to say, God, it's already done. God, I trust you. God, I see it. God, I'm ready. God, I know. You just got to begin to prophetically praise God in this season, time, and hour, because some shifting is about to hit your house. Some shifting is about to hit your house. Do you hear me? And it's going to be good. Watch and see what I say. But I was praying for you, and God just began to speak to me. So, Lord, I just thank you that everything that has been spoken and said, that it is sealed, oh God, that the enemy will not be able to kill, steal, destroy. No devil in hell will be able to take away the word that you have sent to her home, to her ears, to her heart, to her spirit. I thank you, Lord, that it will not be stolen, but it is received in the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Julia, for dialing in. We really appreciate
you
this evening. All right.
Thanks again. Thank you. Have a blessed night.
You too. All right, Prophetess Trish, we got another caller.
Okay.
Welcome on Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, Aaliyah. This is Lita.
Hi, Lita. How are you this evening?
I am good, thank you. Hello, Prophetess Trish. I have enjoyed you.
Amen. Thank you, Alita. Thank you.
You're welcome. I was feeling some type of way because our Bible study was canceled, and I was so ready for the word. I was sitting on my bed holding my phone, just waiting for Periscope to pop up, and when it popped up, it said it was canceled, and I was like, no.
Oh,
so
wow.
Said, okay. My sister invited me to listen to her show, so I can get a word from there. And I thank God that I got just that.
Amen.
What an amazing word. What an amazing word. It was so encouraging and so beautifully put. Oh, my God. It was wonderful.
Praise God.
I don't even know what else to say. I just wanted to come on to say just that. It was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you for blessing me. I really thank you for speaking encouragement back into me, for releasing that word. I am so grateful for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lita. All right. I told you every now and then they'll be shining in every now and then. Just take one person to press. But I just praise God. I praise God. There were many that was receiving that word, and I really felt the reception of it. So I
Amen.
Just thank God for you again. I thank God for you again. So we look forward to having you back. What do you have? What kind of upcoming events you got coming up, Providence?
Well, I'm getting ready to open my School of Prophets, my prophetic Gift Zone. It's my Fab Life Prophetic Training Program. The Prophetic Gift Zone opens up. Actually, it's open up right about now. You can actually start registering for it. But this is a full 12-month mentoring program. It's all online. All the classes are done online. They can go to my website, TrishaMnow.com. If you go to TrishaMnow.com, I have just now opened up my Prophetic 101. It's a three classes that are free that people can sign up for, and they'll get a chance to see how the virtual training program is by taking those three free classes. It's Prophetic Dimensions, Prophetic Realms, and Prophetic Myths. Those are three free classes. If you go to TrishMnow.com, you can register to get those three free classes. If you register to get those three free classes, there is a code that you can sign up for, the a secret code that you could get to enter into the 12-month program at a special discounted rate. So if anybody's interested in that, this is not just for profits. This is for people that operated with the gift of prophecy, the office of a prophet, or just of a prophet, or just simply want to know more about the prophetic. This class has been amazing. Matter of fact, I have my Facebook Live crew there talking about how powerful the classes are. They're absolutely amazing. We got plenty of testimonies on the website as well for those that are interested in the program. So we're getting ready to open and roll. I got a class graduating in September at my Speak Lord Prophetic Mega Conference. I am so excited about that. We're working on that right now. But as one class goes out, we always bring a new class in. And so enrollment is now open, but I do suggest you go take the three free classes so you can see what it's all about, what it's like. And then if something hits home for you, then you say, hey, that's me. I'm going to sign up for this program, and you get the secret code special. So that's one of the things. My ministry schedule is locked and loaded. I'm traveling here, there, and everywhere. God has me in so many different places. Ministering as well as, you know, I pastor with my husband, and I have a boutique. I would love for everyone to check out my fashion line. If you go to Facebook, go to Trish M Fashions with an S. Look me up there. Like the page. Follow us. And then also, if you've not liked my ministry page, Google Trish M. Just Trish M. Trish M is my ministry page. Trish M Fashions is my boutique page. Follow me, follow me, follow me. If you want to follow the church that I pastor at, Mind of Christ International. I'm a very, very busy lady, as you said early on. God has just set my hand to do many, many things, and one of the main things that I do is raise up leaders. I raise up prophetic voices. I raise up kingdom financiers. I just raise up people who are just ready to go forth and be empowered and do the will of God. So I'm just grateful. I don't regret anything. God is doing something amazing. So those are the main things. Just my prophetic classes that's opening up now. Take the free classes and check out my ministry page, like it, and my boutique page.
Great, great. And are you on Instagram as well?
Instagram, Lady Trish M. Lady okay. Trish M. And my boutique is Trish M Fashions. It's on Instagram as well. So follow me there as well.
Lady Trish M. And then it is TrishMnow.com for the website, right?
Yes, Trish M Now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, woman of God, we truly, truly appreciate you this evening for all your time and sharing with us. And let's see, I'm trying to get all of this contact information in here, so they can follow you on Facebook and the other social media outlets. And we look forward to having you back as well.
Amen, amen. I'm so glad to be on with you, and so glad that we have met in Atlanta. What a powerful time I had with Dr. Renee Sunday, who's also one of my mentees in the Prophetic Gift Zone. So awesome, awesome time, and I'm so grateful for the dynamic connection. It's a divine connection, and thank you, woman of God. I pray that God will bless you in this season like never before as well. So,
amen. But thank you again, and we look forward to having you very, very soon.
All right. Thank you.
Good night.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Guys, if you missed any of that powerful, powerful word, I tell you, it was awesome, awesome. Power in position. Many of us just kind of lose focus on the power of the position that we're in. We lose the focus on who we are and where we are because we're looking at everything else except for remembering who we are and who God has called us to be. We try to take hold of what other people are saying, but what did God say? Who did he say that you are? Not that what did they say? They don't know. He created you. He made you, so he knows who you are. So if you missed any of this powerful, powerful work, go back and listen to the recording. It will be available shortly. Just praise God for each and every one of you that were able to listen tonight. Share the link. Share the page with someone because I'm telling you, there's so many people that needed to hear this. I don't know, you know, whether you're listening live or you're listening to the recording. That's a great word. Take heed to it. And just remember that, hey, there's power in your position. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We're here every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you again to all of our sponsors, each and every one of you who've sown into this fertile soil. If you're interested in sowing and being a sponsor for On Fire to Inspire, we are still extending our sponsorship at $25 for the entire month. Email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. That's also our PayPal information. And if you've been looking on Facebook, we're putting some information out there about a family empowerment event coming up on July the 15th. Go ahead and mark your calendars. It's going to be in the Atlanta area, actually Conyers area, for a family empowerment day. And I'm telling you guys, you don't want to miss it. Going to have some great, great opportunities for sponsorship and things of that nature. We need volunteers. Email us for that as well. You can email 321stopbullying@gmail.com to find out more about that. You'll start seeing flyers and things of that nature this week. Again, we thank you for tuning in to On Fire to Inspire. Love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a blessed week.